弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想时间很快，一下快将近一个月不在这里啊。
I was out almost for a month.
我们出去在外面累是真的很累啊。
Yes, it's very tiring to travel.
但是看见神的祝福和工作也是非常的实在。
But yet, God's blessings and work are very real.
所以我们真是为了神在我们中间的祝福，我们感谢神。
Therefore, we want to thank God for His blessings in our midst.
我也很感谢神给我们一个很好的团队，因为这一次。有一天最多的时候，我们 SBCA 有11个人在杨俊算的。
And I'm also very thankful for the team that the Lord has given us. It was one day that we had about 11 brothers and sisters from our church.
有些弟兄姊妹正好回中国，我们就一起去服侍。
Some brothers and sisters they went back to China, so they joined us to serve.
那边的弟兄姊妹对我们的团队印象都非常深刻。
And brothers and sisters in China were very impressed by our teamwork.
他们不管公开私底下讲过好几次，都觉得很羡慕我们的同心，羡慕我们在主面前这样子的全力以赴。
They repeatedly tell us in public and in private that they really admire.How we can co-work together in one accord.
那第三个我要感谢的是谢谢弟兄姊妹在背后为我们的祷告。
And I also want to thank brothers and sisters for your prayer support.
我感谢神的祝福，感谢我们的团队，感谢弟兄姊妹的祷告。
So I want to thank God for His blessings and our teamwork and also brothers and sisters' prayer support.
我们到一些地方去，常常听见就是当你刚到的时候。
So whenever we arrive at a new place, we often hear people.
他们都给我们打气，说主的恩典一定够用，好，我们为你们祷告。
They always say, "Oh, God's grace is sufficient, and we will pray for you."
等到我们在那里累得要死，要进到下一站，要离开他们的时候，他们就说不要这么累哈，要多休息。
But then, at the end of our service at one location, as we are moving on to the next place, they always say, "Oh, don't work so hard and take time to rest."
所以我们累得要死，到下一站去的时候，下一站又说。不要担心，我们为你们祷告，主恩典够用啊。
And then as we reach our next stop, and then they always tell us, "Oh, don't worry, we will pray for you, and God's grace is sufficient."
他们就算你们坐着都要讲哈，不能不讲。
Even if you have to sit down and preach, you still have to preach.
但是这说到在那里，其实弟兄姊妹的需要跟渴慕还是很大的啊。
Actually, brothers and sisters' needs and thirst are very great.
刚才于师母也讲到，我非常印象深刻的就是他们的准时。
And then as Sister Nancy shared, I was very impressed by their timeliness.
以前我讲这个的时候，弟兄姊妹跟我说，因为这些都是传道人嘛，都是教会的长老。
As I mentioned it before, brothers and sisters would say, "Oh, because they are ministers or elders and deacons."
那我们这次在两个地方，一北一南，是一般的弟兄姊妹大聚会啊。
But this time we had two large meetings for. Regular brothers and sisters.
聚会应该9点钟开始，他们6点多就已经在外面出现了。
And then the meeting actually starts at 9 o'clock, and then they show up. They started showing up at 6.
所以我们住的那个负责弟兄6点多就接到电话，说要求要赶快开门，不然会出事，因为门口聚的太多人。
So the responsible brothers and sisters got phone calls that they have to open up the meeting place because many people already gathering outside the meeting place at 6.
所以他们9点聚会，8点钟里面已经。就是几百个人、上千人都已经准备好了要聚会了。
So even though the meeting was to start at 9 o'clock, about 8 o'clock was about full.
大家也不要以为他们是退休了没事哈，都是差不多都是刚才讲的，大概有1/3、2/4、1/3是上班族的年轻人。
Please don't think that they're retired people have nothing to do. About 3/4 of them are working professionals.
而且他们不是在小村庄，是大城市，比我们这里大多了。
And this is not in rural villages. They're in big cities, bigger than our city.
所以我们要感谢神，我们也希望我们自己，我们的短处我们要进步，我们的长处我们不能骄傲。
So we need to really grow in the areas of improvement and don't be proud at our strength.
很多同工都特别，很多弟兄姊妹要我回来，特别谢谢弟兄姊妹的服侍，让他们可以分享。神在我们中间的恩典。
Many brothers and sisters want me to thank everyone for our services so that they get to share our blessings.
好，我们今天要继续来讲这个耶稣所讲的比喻。
Today we're going to continue to see the parable set by Jesus.
因为这个题目其实很重要，但是我现在剩下的时间不多哈，你们但是你们不要担心啊。
Don't worry, even though I don't have much time.
因为我今天的题目就是应当一无挂虑。
So don't worry, because today I'm going to talk about do not worry.
弟兄姊妹，我想叫我们一无挂虑，那几乎是一个几乎不可能的一件事情。
It it is almost impossible for us not to worry at all.
但是我想我今天的信息就先从我们的背诵经文开始。
But today I'd like to start with our memory verse.
我们一起来读这两节的经文。
Let's read these verses together.
第一节是腓立比书第四章六到七节，我们一起来读。
First Philippians chapter 4 verses 6-7.
他说应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。好，第二节彼得前书五章七节。
First Peter 5:7
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。这两节圣经都叫我们要把重担，要把忧虑卸下来。
Both these verses tell us to cast our burdens and worries to God.
第一节经文是叫我们因着他的能力，叫我们应当一无挂虑。
The first passage said we should not be anxious about anything because He is powerful.
因为他是神。
Because He is God.
我们的重担不是交给人，不是交给别人替我们解决。
We do not pass our burdens to men to solve our problems.
而是叫我们把重担交给宇宙的主宰。
But cast our burdens and worries to the Lord of universe.
我想我们在地上碰到困难的时候，我们总是希望有人能帮助我们。
Whenever we encounter troubles, we always wish someone can come to help.
所以很多的时候，有人是走后门，有人是送东西，有人是攀关系，希望解决问题。
So people might go through a back door or get some relation ties or.Bribery, whatever that
我们生病要去找好的医生，我们碰到困难要去找好的顾问。
Whenever we're sick, we want to find good doctors, and we have trouble, we want to find good advisors.
我们东西坏了要找专家来修理，我们都是去找别人来帮忙。
When something's broken, we find an expert. We always find someone to help.
但是弟兄姊妹在这里，圣经上告诉我们要学习把所有的忧虑要来交给这位神。
But here the scripture tells us that we should cast all our worries to God.
所以在这里讲到要能够一无挂虑，第一件事情就是知道我们必须要把我们的难处来带给神。
So the first thing not to worry is to bring our troubles to God.
那不是说人不要做事情啊。
I'm not saying that men should not do anything.
我们当然有我们的本分该做的。
Yes, we have our responsibilities.
但是我们的心却来依靠他。
But yet our hearts trust in Him.
我们却在信心的里面来仰望神亲手来帮助我们。
And in faith, we trust and look upon God to help us.
在这里用应当表示说神这件事情变成命令了。
The verse start with be anxious for nothing, so this is a command.
所以你说从我们的经历，从我们实际上的经验来说，几乎没有人可以没有忧虑的哈。这一生都有忧虑。
According to our experiences, almost nobody.Can live a worry-free life.
但是神在这里却说应当变成命令了，应当一无挂虑。
But yet the Lord says, "Be anxious for nothing." This is a command. Be anxious for nothing.
一个是神的要求和应许。
So on one hand, it is God's command and promise.
一个是我们的经验和实际。
And yet on the other side, this is the reality and our experience.
你发现这两个中间的差距常常是很大的。
And you see, there's a big difference between the two.
到底是神骗我们呢，还是我们出了问题？
So is God lying or something's wrong with us?
那如果说神是骗我们，神是强人所难的话，那这个神我们也不值得去信他，对不对？
If God is setting something too high for us, then He will not be someone we can trust.
所以如果我们真信他的话，我们就应该接受他在这里给我们的提醒，给我们的要求。
But if we truly believe and trust Him, then we should receive His reminder and exhortation.
那第二件事情是说，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们，这是从神的爱来说的。
Secondly, the verse says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. This is talking about God's love.
不仅仅讲到他是全能的神。
Not only that, he's an almighty God.
他居然是一个爱的神。
But he's God of love.
而且是愿意跟你跟我发生关系的神。
And then he wants to have relationship with you and me.
因为他顾念你们。
Because he cares for you.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件超过我们所能明白的一件事情。
Beyond what we can understand.
我绝对相信今天地上有权有势的人可能对我们连瞄一眼都不想看。
I'm sure there are a lot of powerful people in the world, they don't even care to look at us.
你看多少人要走后门，走后门攀关系都攀不到关系。
So there are people try to get through the back door and they have no way.
而这位至高宇宙的神，宇宙的主宰，他竟然顾念我们。
But yet this high Lord, the Master of Universe, He cares for us.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里，当我们来看这个一无挂虑这个要求或是这个应许的时候
，So as we look at this demand, this command.And then a request to not worry about anything.
我们必须先要在我们里面要有一个态度啊。
We need to have a right attitude.
就是先不管你自己的经历是什么。
So let's not look at our experience.
先不要管你自己眼睛看到的是什么。
Or the reality that we see.
我们如果能够越单纯越绝对的回到神的应许和神给我们的这个要求上。
If we can with a simple and absolute faith and come to God's command.
那我们就越容易蒙福。
Then we can easily be blessed.
我自己这个腓立比书四章六到七节，我曾经跟你们做过见证啊。
I have shared my testimony with you regarding this verse, Philippians chapter 5.
这节圣经释放我，让我在我里面产生力量，是在我1988年那次要动15个小时的手术之前。
Year 1988, before I went through the 15-hour surgery, this verse released me and set me free.
那前一天的下午 ，Stanford 全世界最有名的头颈部的专家花了2个小时，大概跟我跟于师母分析我的病的危险性。
The day before the surgery, this expert from Stanford Hospital spent 2 hours trying to share with me and Sister Nancy the risk of this surgery.
我说过，我那时候的瘤是现在大起码10几倍，整个肿都大的我的耳朵都看不到的。
Because at that time my tumor is about more than 10 times bigger than what I have now, that you cannot even see my ear.
他告诉我们所有手术完可能的副作用。
And then he tells us all the possible side effects after surgery.
而且他告诉我们手术完我能够完整不受伤的可能性几乎是微乎其微。
And then he says the chance of me being well after the surgery is about very, very low.
所以我1979年在纽约这么有名的医院已经被人家切断了一个神经，嘴角歪了。
In 1979, as I went through the other surgery, my nerve got cut, so that's why my mouth is a little.
1988年我的病比我1979年不知道严重多少倍。
1988,
所以他说你完整无缺的可能性是微乎其微。
1988, my sickness was much worse than year 1979. That's why he says the chance of me being well is very, very slim.
你知道吗？那个时候刚刚跑上来的这个年轻人才20多天而已。
At that time, the young man that you just saw was about 20-some days old.
Aaron 刚刚生下来才20多天而已。
At that time, Aaron was just born about 20-some days old.
所以在我动手术的前一天，各种的思虑、烦恼、害怕，像火箭一样，随时的打到我的心里面来。
You can imagine the day before the surgery, all kinds of thoughts, just like firing darts, shooting at my mind.
我学习让自己不要害怕，相信神爱我。
I learned to not fear and trusting that God loves me.
我借着祷告告诉神说：“主啊，你来帮助我。”
Through prayer, I ask God to help me.
每一次祷告完，我都好很多。
Every time after I pray, I will be better.
但是每一次的这个好都不能持久。
But yet that peace will not last.
没有多久，医生所讲的话，医生的表情，我自己的害怕，就像火箭一样，随时又回来。
Before long, my thoughts, the words of the doctor, the expression of the doctor came back to me like fiery darts.
我记得我那天到最后到主的面前去祷告，我说主，我没有办法。
So finally, I remember that day I went to the Lord and said, Lord, I can't do it.
第一个，我不晓得今天是不是我人生的最后一天。
First of all, I don't know if today is the last day of my life.
因为很可能出不来的。
Because it's very possible that I will not come out alive.
第二个，我不晓得我这从里面出来，我是不是半身不遂变成残废。
Secondly, I don't know after I come out of the surgery room if I will be paralyzed.
所以弟兄姊妹，所有的害怕，所有的未知，在人的里面，它就是一个很强的忧虑。
That all the uncertainties, all the fears just cause a lot of worries.
当我跪在那边的时候，腓立比书第四章进来，说应当一无挂虑。
As I was on my knees, this verse, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
我问主说，主怎么可能？怎么可能？
And I asked the Lord, Lord, how is it possible? How is it possible?
但是我感谢主的就是我那天就是在信心的里面，我来接受他的话。他说应当一无挂虑，包括我所有的挂虑都在这句应许的里面。
I decided I would just take the words by faith. When the Lord says, be anxious of nothing, actually includes all the worries I have.
我平常要说这句话容易，但是在那么多的威胁和危险的面前，我还是要能够说这句话。我必须要从神面前要用信心。
It was easy for me to say it in my daily life, but that moment in front of all the threats and risk, it demands faith.
我觉得那天神让我学一个功课，就是不光要祷告，要祷告透，要 pray through。
That day, the Lord taught me a lesson, not just to pray, but pray through.
你要祷告到一个地步，你真的是那么认真、那么真心的把重担从自己的身上交到神的手中。
You have to pray to a point that you actually believe that you have transferred your burden from yourself to God.
你甚至凭着信心宣告说，今天是2011年10月23号，现在早上11点整，我现在把我的重担从我的手中交给你这位永生神。
And you have proclaimed and then announced it very specifically today, October 23rd, year 2011, 11 o'clock.
从此我再也不拿回来了。
I'm going to give my burdens to God, and then I will never, never take it back.
他在你的手中。
And now the burden is in your hands.
你替我负责。
And then you will be responsible for me.
我是软弱的人，我会失信，我会起伏，但是你是全能的神，你不能失信。
Because I am weak, I might go up and down, but you are the Almighty God, and you will never be unfaithful.
所以叫这个叫做借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把我们所要的告诉他。
This is what it means in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God.
把我彻彻底底从我手中交到他的手上。
Completely let go and give it to God.
既然他接了，我就不要再拿回来。
And then if he takes it, and then don't take it back.
所以仇敌还是会来搅扰，还是会来害怕。我都说我已经刚才在几点几分已经把这件事交给永生神，
yes,
现在在他手中。
The enemy might still come back and then threaten you and scare you, and you have to respond back with faith and say, I have already given it to God on this day and certain time.
他每一次回来恐吓我的时候，我说这件事情已经在神手中，我已经没有办法找到第二个人的手。比他更高、更全能、更能够帮助我了。
Every time the enemy comes back to threaten and scare us, we have to say, this thing, this matter is already in God's hands, and I cannot find another person stronger to take care of it.
所以我后来跟弟兄姊妹打一个很简单的比方，你去 Safeway, 你去大华买菜的时候。
I often give an example. For example, you go shopping at Safeway or Ranch 99.
你不会一面推着 shopping cart 这个购物车。那个 shopping cart 那车子，然后拿牛奶、拿果汁、拿鸡蛋，头上顶着面包，所有的东西都堆在身上。然后一面推着车子。
然
后弟兄姊妹，神说要借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把我们的重担交给他。
Yeah, the Lord says by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God.
一面应许在这里，一面我们全身都背着重担。
On one hand, we have the promise, and yet on the other hand, we carry all the burdens on ourselves.
就跟你在 Safeway 看到这样子的一个人，你一定觉得这个人怎么了
？If you see someone shopping at Safeway like that, you would wonder what's wrong with this person.
一面推着 shopping cart, 一面全身都是东西，挂着香蕉，挂着西瓜，挂着什么？哎，你就觉得这个人神经病。
Now this person is pushing an empty shopping cart and yet carry all the groceries with his arm and even on the head.
借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把我们所要的交给他。
By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving,
彼得告诉我们要把一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念我们。
And Peter tells us to cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us.
所以当别人给你 ride, 你不需要背着包包站在他的车上。
When someone gives you a ride, then you don't have to carry your.
你还可以把你的重担就放在他的车上，因为你已经上他车子。
所以
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天的问题。
And so this is our problem today.
我们一面祷告说交托。
As we pray and we say we let go.
因为我们的手抓着我们的包袱不肯放。
And yet our hands are still grabbing to our burden and load, and we will not let go.
所以天上的神非常不甘心这件事情。
So the God in heaven is very anxious.
明明他的儿子已经担当我们一切的忧患，背负我们一切的痛苦。
Because his son already carried all our burdens and our load.
熟不熟？以赛亚书53章。对不对？
Isn't it,
他已经担当我们一切的忧患，背负我们一切的痛苦。
Because he has borne our sorrows and our afflictions.
但是我们却仍然背着。
But yet we still carry our burden.
所以这是耶利米哀歌3章33节，说到神不甘心叫人受苦，不甘心使人忧愁。
That's why in Lamentation chapter 3 verses 33 it says God does not willingly cause affliction on his children.
当我们无可奈何的背着重担在那里劳苦愁烦的时候。
So we carry our our burden and feeling helpless.
天上的神不甘心。
The Lord is not willing to see.
甚至不光是用劝勉我们，说要把重担卸给他，因为他顾念我们。
Not only that, he will advise and suggest us.
他甚至不甘心到一个地步，他需要命令我们应当一无挂虑。
So unwilling to see us suffer that he will command us be anxious of nothing.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我决定相信我们很多人都被劳苦愁烦抓住。
I'm sure today a lot of us are being burdened by troubles and worries.
我们要学习能够体会神心中的不甘心。
Please try to understand how God feels.
然后我们自己也要不甘心。
Therefore, we will say, I'm not willing to suffer either.
既然他告诉我们他爱我们。
Since he tells us that he loves us.
既然他要求我们，甚至命令我们。叫把重担卸给他。
And he demands and commands that we will cast our cares upon him.
所以我们要求神给我们智慧，让我们能够摸着怎么样子卸下重担。
So we need to ask God for wisdom how to cast burdens.
那今天我们要讲无知财主的比喻。
Today we're going to talk about the parable of the rich fool.
这个比喻是在中，我今天讲章的中间的这一段。
So this is the middle section of my.
我们多读一点圣经，就是把这个比喻的背景也读下来。我们后面也多读一点，把这个比喻讲完以后，耶稣又接着多讲的一些的教训，这样读起来是一个完整的。我们很快的一起来读一下，好不好？路加福音十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
我们弟兄们读一节，姊妹们读一节。
Brothers will read one verse and sisters together.
中英文都可以。十三节。众人中有一个人对耶稣说：“夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分派家业。”耶稣说：“你这个人，谁立我做你们断事的官，给你们分家业呢？”于是对众人说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”就用比喻对他们说：“有一个财主，田产丰盛。”自己心里是想说，我的出产没有地方生产，怎么办呢？又说，我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜我不要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财在神面前却不富足的也是这样。耶稣又对门徒说，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么，为身体忧虑穿什么，因为生命胜于饮食，身体胜于衣裳。你想乌鸦也不种也不收，又没有仓又没有库，神尚且养活他，你们比飞鸟是何等的贵重呢？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？这最小的事你们尚且不能做，为什么还忧虑其他的事呢？ 你想百合花怎么长起来，它也不劳苦也不纺线，然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极其荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人啊，野地的花草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？你们不要求吃什么喝什么，也不要挂心，这都是外邦人所求的，你们必须用这些东西，你们的父是知道的。你们只要求他的国，这些东西就必加给你们。你们这小群不要害怕，因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们。好，我们看见这个比喻之前它的背景。
As we see the background for this parable,
有一个人跑来对耶稣说，请你叫我的哥哥，叫我的兄长跟我分开产业。
One man came to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, would you please tell my older brother to divide the inheritance with me?"
主耶稣在这里提醒说，你们要谨慎自守。
So the Lord says, "Take heed and beware."
免去一切的贪心。
Beware of covetousness.
因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。所以第一件事情，我们看见贪心是叫人愁苦、失去安息很重要的一个原因。
First thing we see that greed is often the one thing that causes people to lose peace.
那贪就是讲到我们超过了自己的需要，而我们要得。
As we covet, we desire something beyond what we need.
啊，在这里有兄弟两个人。
There are two brothers.
他们两个人其实已经把人类很多忧虑、愁苦的原因给我们讲出来。
So these two brothers already described to us the worries, most common worries of men.
啊，在以色列地，产业是基本上这是像中，有点像中国，就是长子主继承主要的家业。
The Israelites are very much like Chinese. Most times, the firstborn will get all the inheritance.
然后做老大的再把产业分给他其他的兄弟。所以在这里，这个哥哥得到的时候，他舍不得给。
In this case, when the older brother got the inheritance, he does not want to let go.
那弟弟呢，想得得不到的时候，就一直想得。
And the younger brother keep on wanting to get his share.
啊，也许今天我们的想追求或是怕失去的不是钱财，不像他们。
Maybe today what we are pursuing or worry about is not money.
但是那个忧虑的原则是一样的。
Yeah, the principle of worry is the same.
就是对我们所已经得到、所拥有的，我们怕失去，怕受到损失。
Yeah, we are afraid of losing what we already gained.
啊，我们怕失去健康。
We're afraid of losing health.
我们怕失去工作。
Or to lose our job.
我们怕失去的家庭的幸福。
Or to lose happiness in family.
哦，年轻人怕脸上长 pimple， 失去的漂亮。
Or young people are afraid, worry about pimples to lose your.
啊，我们很多东西我们怕失去，怕失去，怕失去。
So we are afraid to lose a lot of things we already have.
啊，那这是很多人愁苦的原因。
That is the reason for a lot of worries.
那另外一个愁苦就是我们想要得，怕得不到。
Another type of worry is to want something that we cannot have.
哎，我们想得医治，怕得不到。
We want to receive healing, and we're afraid.
我们想找个好工作，怕找不到。
We're afraid not to find a good job.
我们希望将来能够换个房子，怕换不到。
We're afraid that we might not be able to get a bigger house.
哎，我们怕老了都找不到伴，我们怕一辈子孤家寡人。
And we're afraid of being alone when we get old.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有很多的怕，是怕得不到；很多的怕是怕失去。
So we have a lot of fears for not getting, and have a lot of fears.
所以兄弟两个人的遭遇跟经历，其实说出了很多人愁苦的原因啊。
So actually, the circumstances of these brothers, just like many common worries that we share.
啊，主耶稣在这里好像帮助我们一步一步上楼梯一样。
So the Lord seems to lead us one step by step
他先在消极方面帮助我们除去一些愁苦的原因，把它给除掉。
So, passively he tried to remove all the causes of our worries.
而到了最后，他在积极上告诉我们怎么样子得安息，能够不再害怕。
And then he tells us the positive approach how to receive rest.
所以在这里讲的第一件事情就是叫人不要贪，不要贪。
So the first thing the Lord Jesus tells us not to be greedy.
啊，这个贪心其实是我们里面很容易有的事情。
Actually, greed is very common in our.
我上次跟你们讲过，那个林肯总统有一次在街上走路的时候，他还没当总统以前，他看到一个小男孩在路边哭啊。
I told you before, President Lincoln, before he became president, one day was walking on the street and saw a little boy crying on the street.
他问他为什么哭，他说我的硬币掉了。
And then so he asked him, "Why are you crying?" He said, "I lost my coin."
啊，所以林肯就给他一个硬币。他就不哭了。
So Mr. Lincoln gave him a coin, so he stopped crying.
等到林肯一转身，他又哭了。
And as Mr. Lincoln turned around, this little boy started crying again.
他问他为什么哭。
He said, "Why are you still crying?"
他说如果我没掉的话，我现在就两个 coin.
I thought about it. If I did not lose my coin, now I would have two coins.
你就发现这是人一个人性的写照，一个小小的孩子其实就是这样。
So this is a very good description of human nature.
那弟兄姊妹，贪其实是人的本性。
Actually, to covet, greed is a.
提摩太前书也告诉我们，许多人被因为贪，所以被许多的愁苦给刺透了。
The Bible tells us, many are pierced with pain because of their greed.
那这是第一件事啊。
So this is the first thing.
那第二件事情呢？盲目无知使人盲目，只顾今生，这是这个比喻的重点。
The second part, the emphasis of this parable is that foolishness causes men blindness.
啊，这个故事大家一看就懂，我不用多说了。在这里讲到一个财主，
Here, there's a rich person.
啊，他是一个很有计划的人，
And then he's a man of planning.
他是一个也很有理想的人，
And he also has a goal and
他还在现在就已经为了他将来的退休，为了他一辈子都想好了。
He already planned out his retirement and his future.
So plan ahead.
So he really planned ahead.
所有东西都预备好，退休都预备好。
He has prepared everything for his retirement.
啊，弟兄姊妹，在这段的经文里面，你发现有一个字是出现最多的是什么
？But yet, there's one word that appeared many times.
叫做我。
I.
我的重复出现。
The word I repeatedly.
他说我的出产没地方收，我要怎么办？我要这么办？我要把我的仓房拆了？
Says,
我要把什么？我都。
啊，
弟兄姊妹，你发现他整个的谈话里面，整个的计划里面，神不在其中。
You can see in all of his thoughts and planning, there was no God.
我在说，我们不是不能够为人生有规划，哈，大家不要误会。
Let me clarify. I'm not saying that we should not plan for our future.
我们弟兄有一首诗歌，他说：“主耶稣，每次我梦想人生的美善，我求你必须也在内。”记不记得
？There's a song by Watchman Nee says, "Lord, every time I think of the beautiful things in life."Lord, I plead that you will be in the.
所以你发现两件事情，第一个就是这个人从头到尾的计划里面，神不在其中。
So we see that this person planned and planned, but throughout the process, God was not in his.
全是我。
Keep on saying, I will do this, I will do that.
而第二件很突出的事情，你会发现。
The second thing that stands out.
这个财主一直认为我这些都是我的。
The rich man keep thinking these things are all.
但是主耶稣却让我们看见，没有一件事情是他的。
But yet the Lord show us that there's nothing that He really possesses.
生命不在他手中，他所有的储蓄他不能够掌握。
Life is not in His hands, and He has no control of all His possessions.
神当天晚上除掉他的命，就什么都没有。
That night, His soul, His life was demanded of Him, and He was spent with nothing.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很严肃而且很强烈的一个提醒。
So this is a very serious and very strong reminder.
当我们在这里所有的追求所有的计划都是我的时候
When we pursue everything for ourselves,
神要让我们看见这一切我们的东西通通不在我们手中
The Lord wants us to see that whatever we have are not actually in our hands
神要拿去
The Lord can just take them away
非常容易
very easily
所以我听杨俊弟兄上个礼拜做见证的时候
As I listened to Brother Jude's testimony last week
他说他97年还是98年在中国有个很好的机会结果他不知道为什么会来问我，而且不知道为什么会听我。
Brother Jude actually shared last week that 1997 or 98 he actually had a very good job opportunity in China, but he didn't know why he came to ask Brother Yu for advice, and he didn't know why he listened to advice.
那时候我跟于师母给他两个提醒。
At that time, Sister Nancy and I gave him two reminders.
一个他说了，就是刚得救回到中国去。很容易就被吞吃了，因为自己还站不稳。
First thing was that he was just a new believer, and it was very easy to be attacked and fall if he goes back to China right away.
第二个，我记得我跟杨俊讲得很清楚，我说我希望你回去是带着使命回去，而不是只是为了追求一个 better life 而回去。
Secondly, I told Brother Jim that I hope
记不记得
you ever go back to China. I hope you go back with a sense of mission.Not just to pursue a better life.
我说你需要装备，你需要成长。我希望你回中国的时候是带着使命回去，而不是只是追求更好的生活。
You need to grow and be equipped so that you can go back with a sense of mission. Please don't just go back to pursue a better life.
弟兄姊妹，每一个弟兄姊妹来到这里都像我们一块肉一样，我们都不希望你们离开的。
Because every brothers and sisters in our church are very dear to us, and we don't want you to casually leave.
但是我希望所有要离开这里的弟兄姊妹，都是因为在主的面前祷告，带着使命出去的。
And I hope everyone that leaves here will go with a sense of mission from God.
好，我们决定要求神大大的祝福，让我们真的带着使命感，我们要出去啊，为神而活，要来荣耀神。
If we really go with a commission from God, then we will greatly bless you.
啊，你发现这一个人，他整个的无知，他的无知叫他盲目，只顾今生。
So we see this rich man.Because of his foolishness, he was blind and only pursued for this life.
所以主对他说：“无知的人呐、啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢
？”Then he says, "Fool, that tonight your life will be demanded of you, and who will own the things that you have prepared for yourself?"
中国有一句话说：“人为财死，鸟为食亡，为食物死掉。”
There's a Chinese saying that men would die for food and birds would die men would die for wealth and birds would die for food.
我记得 David Aaron 很小的时候，有一次我跟于师母带他们到旧金山动物园去啊。
I remember when my sons were younger, my wife and I took them to San Francisco Zoo.
那我也不知道那些鸟怎么知道 Aaron 还小，他那个时候才两岁多三岁而已。
I don't know why some birds knew that Aaron was a little boy.
我们给他们买那个空 dog， 你知道像热狗一样，底下插着一根棍子，像冰棒的棍子，插着让他们吃啊。
We bought them corn dogs.
然后那个海鸥就这样一下子冲过来，把他的手上的那个整个抢去，然后吞吞吞，吞到一半，那个整个卡在他喉咙到外面，一根棍子卡在那里。
And then a seagull would just come and snatch away the corn dog and then swallow the corn dog, but then with the stick, coming out of his throat.
你还记不记得？记得。
Remember?
知道他死定的。这只鸟是死定的。
The seagull would die.
他从此以后他不可能再咬东西，他那个东西卡在那边，我们看他那个样子知道他没办法，他又不让我们拔。
Because as we look at the seagull, we know that he can never eat another food.
另外一次我就在 Santa Clara 开车送他们去这个 preschool 还是什么的时候，就看到两只鸟在那边抢一个东西。
And also one time, as I sent them to school, I saw two birds fighting for something.
车子过来了，两个还在那边抢，来不及飞就被车子撞过去。
As the car was approaching, these two birds were still fighting for something, so both of them got run over by car.
弟兄姊妹，这都是亲眼 right before my eyes， 就在我眼前发生。
I saw these things right in front of my eyes.
这真的就是鸟为食亡，它就是为了眼前，为了眼前，它连生命都不要了。
Yes, birds would die for food.
今天主在这里提醒我们，不要无知到一个地步，在我们生命中没有神。
So the Lord reminds us, don't be so foolish that there's no God in your life.
那如果在我们生命中真有神的话
，But if we do have God in our life,
而我们真把他当作神的话
，We really regard him as our God.
那么他告诉我们要一无挂虑
，And then he tells us, do not be anxious of anything.
我们就学习来相信他。
So let's learn to trust him.
所以弟兄姊妹，忧虑是难免的。
Yes, it's inevitable to worry.
但是如果我们学会了把每一个忧虑当作是我们的一个校正的机会，看看我们是不是贪心，是不是无知，只顾今生。
But then if we regard every worry as a correcting a learning opportunity to examine us if we are being foolish or if we are being greedy.
我们把每一次的忧虑当作我们这个人被神提升、被神扩大的机会，让我们更认识神。
So we can consider every worry as a growing opportunity that we get to know God more.
每一个忧虑来帮助我们能够更经历神的信实，经历神的大能。
Yeah, every worry will help us to experience more of God's mightiness and His faithfulness.
所以你发现刚才腓立比书第四章那里讲到是一个交换的经历。
So actually, what Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 says is actually an exchange experience.
当我们借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把我的忧虑给神的时候
，By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving that we give our worries to God,
神就一定把基督里的平安给我们，出人意外的平安。
And God for sure will give us a peace in Jesus Christ that surpasses all understanding.
所以那天晚上，当我祷告、祷告到最后，我把我所有重担卸给他的时候
，That day through prayer, gradually I cast all my worries to God.
我真正经历到神的信实，当我真给他，他就把出人意外的平安给我了。
And how I experience His faithfulness as I truly give my cares and worries to God, He gives me His peace.
让我可以安安息息的睡觉，安安息息的上手术台，安安息息的接受他给我的带领。
That I was able to sleep peacefully and go to the surgery, peacefully.
所以把忧虑。这种难免的经历当作是一个属灵成长的机会，当作我们经历神的机会。
So yes, worries are inevitable, but let's take worries as an opportunity to experience God and to grow.
这是一个属灵的交换。
So this is a spiritual exchange.
所以以赛亚书六十一章第三节也说到，神要用喜乐油代替悲哀，用赞美衣代替忧伤的灵。
So Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3 says that God will give you oil of gladness for a spirit of sorrow and will give you a garment of praise for mourning.
我原来是悲哀的，当我交给神的时候。
Yes, I was feeling sorrow and worry.
神还给我们的是喜乐油。
And as we give it to God, God gives us back the oil of gladness.
我交给神的是我忧伤的灵。
Yes, I may give to God the spirit of heaviness.
神还给我的是赞美衣，让我居然可以赞美。
But yet, in exchange, God gave me back the garment of praise so that I can praise God.
所以我再说，忧虑是难免的。
Yes, let me repeat again. it is very easy and inevitable to worry.
但是我们不应该被忧虑伤害，被忧虑辖制。
But we should never be controlled and harmed by worry.
我们应该在信心的里面把它当作是一个机会，让我经历神，而让我在这里被提升、被扩大。
But in faith, let's consider them as opportunities for us to experience God and then enlarge our capacity and grow.
我要把它当作是我蒙福的机会，我可以跟主交换，
so、
把我的不行换他的全能。
So that those can be our experiences of blessing, opportunities of blessing that we can exchange for God's blessing.
把我的悲哀换成他的喜乐。
That my sorrows and mournings will be exchanged for His joy.
啊，所以主在讲这个比喻的时候，一面提醒我们不要贪心，贪心使人愁苦，使人忧愁。
So that when the Lord tells us this parable, He's telling us do not be greedy because greed causes us to grieve.
一面提醒我们不要无知，不要只顾今生，只顾看得到的。
The Lord also tells us not to be foolish, not just to focus on this life only.
啊，那我们现在来看在积极上面，他告诉我们要学习来信靠这位慈爱信实的天父。
Now we shall see the more positive approach.Is to trust this loving and faithful Heavenly Father,
使我们可以脱离无用的忧虑
so that we can be free from useless worries.
我想我们前一阵子读马太福音第六章已经读过，我就很快的提过去就好了。
So these verses we have already read when we studied Matthew.
啊，这段的经文里面提醒我们三件事情。
So in this following passage, it reminds us of three things.
在这里，他告诉我们要叫我们认识，要知道我们自己贵重的价值。
It tells us that we should know our precious value.
他说：“天上的乌鸦不种不收，没有仓没有库，天父尚且养活它。”
The ravens, they don't sow, they don't reap, they have no storehouses and no barns, and yet Heavenly Father feed them.
主教提醒我们，我们比这些贵重多少？贵重多了。
Reminds us how much more valuable we are than the birds, than the ravens.
啊，所以我们生活需用的东西不要担心。
So don't worry about our daily needs.
底下讲到百合花。
And then the Lord keeps.Goes on to talk about lilies.
不劳苦不纺线，但是百合花的美丽在所罗门极其荣华的时候，他所穿的远远比不上这个百合花。
Yet the lilies they do not toil or spin, and yet the Lord says even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these.
所以主说：“你们这小信的人呐、啊，野地的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉子里面，神还给他这样子的装饰，何况你们呢？”
So the Lord says, if God then so clothes the grass, which is today in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will He clothe you, O you of little faith?
要知道我们贵重的价值。
So we have to know how precious we are.
其实一个东西没有价值，我们很容易就丢掉了。
If this person, if this thing has no value, we can
我常常讲的比喻
throw away.
就是我们的笔写不出来的时候，基本上我们就丢掉了。
I often give an example. If this pen doesn't work, we can easily toss into the basket.
我们橡皮擦都已经干化了，变得硬得不得了，每次擦越擦越黑，我们就丢掉了嘛。
If our eraser dried up and become hard, then we just throw it away.
A napkin 用过了，我们就丢掉了嘛。
And a used napkin, we can easily throw it away.
但是弟兄姊妹，神没有丢弃我们，因为知道我们的价值。
Yet the Lord never throws us away, discard us, because He knows our value.
因为我们里面有他的生命。
Because in us there's His life.
因为我们的身上肩负着他给我们神圣的使命。
Because we carry the sacred commission that He has given us.
我们虽然活不出来，但是他不忍心丢弃我们，他还是看过我们。
It's true that we may not live it out, but then He will never forsake us because He cares for us.
第二件事情叫我们认识忧虑的无用和无能。
Second purpose is for us to know the uselessness and the powerlessness.
他说：“你们哪一个能够用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？”
He says, "Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature or one hour to his life?"
小字的翻译叫做使身量多加一肘呢
？Or to add a single hour to his life?
啊，这个小字说到我的痛处哈。
This really talks about my worry.
我真的盼望我能够多加一肘就好。
I really hope that I can be one cubit taller.
啊，你看我现在是我全家里面最矮的男生。
Now I'm the shortest man in my house.
啊，这两个小家伙都在地上爬的，现在都比我高。
My son used to be a shorties, and now they're taller than me.
我记得以前我们学校的教官，他太矮了，他就要站到水沟上面骂人的。
I remember in my school because he was so short, he had to stand something to scold.
所以我们想能够增加一肘多好。
So how I wish I could be taller.
那你看你做不到。
But yet I cannot do it.
但是圣经上居然说这个我做不到的事情，他说你连这么小的事，最小的事都做不到，你忧虑什么？
But yet the Lord says, if you cannot do even the least, the smallest things, then why do you worry?
我不晓得大家有没有读出主用这个比喻的意义，就是说在人是已经不可能做到的事，对神来说是最小的事。
So can you try to understand and then to feel it? That something that we think is impossible for us to do, and yet the Lord says this is the least.
因为我们讲这些，你可能会说，主啊，我从来不忧虑，我需要多增加一轴。
But then you might say, Lord, I never worry, I never wanted to be taller.
主的意思不是要叫你增加一轴，主的意思就是告诉我们，连你认为不可能的事，对我来说都是最小的事。
So the point, the Lord's point was not whether to grow a taller or not, but something that you consider impossible is actually very, very small in God's eyes.
有人告诉我们哈，这个人类的忧虑，他们去分析、去统计，92%的忧虑是没有必要的。
So according to statistics, about 92% of the worries are not necessary.
有的是杞人忧天，根本不可能发生，你在那边担心。
Some are just being paranoid or pessimistic.
有的是已经不可能改变，你在那里担心。
Or some things are just not changeable, and then you worry for nothing.
你说我现在买的房子是这个东西向的，我希望太阳能够从东边出来，是从西边出来。
And now, say if you buy a house and that's facing the east, and then you wish that the sun will come out from the west.
所以很多的忧虑是不必要的。
So a lot of the worries are not necessary.
那是人本性出来的。
It all spring out of human nature.
你们有没有听过有一天这个亚当在伊甸园里面这个泪流满面，这个不得了，那天太晚回家了。
Have you heard the story that one day, Adam was in the Garden of Eden, and then he was late for home, so he started to cry.
他回家累的就倒头就睡了。
And then he was so tired and he sweat, and so he went home and fell asleep right.
他睡到一半的时候，发现夏娃在他的这边身上动来动去了。
And then, as in the middle of his sleep, he felt Eve touching his body.
他说你在干什么？
So what are you doing?
说我在算你有几根肋骨。
And she says, I'm counting your ribs.
他怕神又拿另外一根肋骨给他造了另外一个女人。
Because she was afraid that what if God took another rib and created another woman?
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人天生就是担心。徐华说你的先生晚下班，你从来不会想到，哎呀，他去帮我买钻戒了，他去帮我买花了。
So we just like to worry. And a speaker once said that when your husband is late coming home from work, you never think that your husband might go buy some flower or diamond ring for you. And you tend to think the negative things are maybe he got a car accident or maybe he has an affair.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前在这里看见你的忧虑不能成就任何事情。
As we can see here.Worry will not achieve anything.
你不能叫瘦数多加一克，不能叫身材身量多加一轴。
You cannot cause your body to grow taller or add one single hour to your life.
第三个主在这里提醒我们。
And the Lord is reminding us.
要叫我们学习从自我中心里面出来，这就是无知的财主的问题。
That we ought to step out of self-centeredness, and that is the issue of this rich fool.
我的需要，我的感觉，我的问题，我的孩子，我的健康，我的工作，我的钱财，我们祷告都是我。
He's always centered around me, and then we always pray about ourselves, my health, my children, my job, my family, my everything.
主在这里提醒我们的祷告，我们的追求，我们的生活必须要有对的次序。
The Lord is reminding us that all our pursuit in life ought to have the right priority.
一方面，他在这里告诉我们，我们真正的需要主，通通都知道。
On one hand, the Lord is telling us God knows all of our needs.
他在这里29节、30节告诉我们，你们必须用这些东西，你们的父是知道的。
And then it says that your Father knows that you need these things.
换句话说，我们所有的需要主通通了解。
So the Lord understands all of our needs.
何等的安慰啊！
What a comfort that is.
第二件事情，主不是不给。
And also, the Lord is not withholding, but not giving.
主希望给，是给的有意义的给。
But the Lord wants to give it with a good meaning.
那我们学会了。
So that we can learn.
不再自我中心，能够先求他的国。
So that we can learn not to be self-centered, but seek His kingdom first.
我相信我们都不希望我们家养的孩子是一个很自私的孩子，什么都是我要，我要，我要，不肯跟别人学。
I'm sure all us parents hope that our children will not be self-centered.
我们不是不给他，我们希望他学会跟别人 share， 我愿意给他更多。
It's not that we withhold good things from them, but we hope that they will learn to share so that we can give them more.
同样的，神对我们大人也是这样。
the Lord is treating His children the same way we treat our children.
希望我们不要求求求都只为了自己。
He does not want us only to pray and ask for ourselves and our needs only.
第三个在这里讲到，主有更好的要给我们。
And then the Lord actually has something better to give us.
他愿意把他的国给我们。
And He wants to give us His kingdom.
所以刚才于师母交通到那个点，我觉得今天在很多的忧愁跟担心的面前。
So just as Sister Nancy shared, a lot of times we have worries.
当我们先把心转向神的时候。
But yet, if we turn our hearts to God first.
当我们慢慢我们的祷告能够变成 Thy will be done, 愿你的旨意成就的时候。
Gradually, we get to pray the prayer that Thy will be done.
你会发现我们进入了一个前所未有的安息跟说不出来的自由。
We will experience that we enter into a rest and a liberty that we never experienced before.
我们买会所的过程。很多人说，余弟兄，你怎么样子能够安定下来？这么大的压力。
And some still ask me, how can you have rest, brother Yu, when you are purchasing this church facility?
这么多的难处，你怎么可能有安息
？There were so many troubles. How could you find rest?
我的安息在于我的祷告，就是神的旨意要成就。
My peace rests upon that God's will be done.
我的面子、我的需要、我的看法、我的观念都不重要。
My reputation, my face, my thoughts, and my ideas are not important.
但是当我们祷告 Thy will be done 的时候，愿你的旨意成就。
As we pray, Thy will be done.
你发现我们这个人真的自由。
Then we become free.
包括我们在家庭、在健康上、在职场上、在所有的事情。
This goes with all the troubles that we see in our families, in our workplace, and everywhere.
如果我们里面真正那么尊重、那么爱慕神的旨意成就，你发现进入安息、享受。一是必然的结果。
If we really love God and love to see His will be done, then it's very easy for us to rest and enjoy His will.
蒙神悦纳，被神祝福也是必然的结果。
And we will find favor and His blessings.
我结束的时候，一个小故事结束，讲到有一个年轻人，他做见证。
I will end my message with a story.
他说他的妈妈是一个非常愁苦的妈妈。
A young man was giving a testimony. He says that his mother used to worry a lot.
他是一个寡妇，他看他妈妈天天活得很穷苦。
Because his mom was a widow, and then he's always seen his mom worrying.
他怎么安慰他都没有用。
And doesn't matter how he tried to comfort her.
很强的 depression 控制他。
And then his mom was overpowered by strong depression.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
他发现他妈妈从楼上下来的时候。
He noticed that his mom walked downstairs.
完全不一样啊。
She looked totally different.
他不知道发生什么事，但是他发现他妈妈不一样。
He didn't know what happened, but he noticed that his mom was different.
那么安静安详，带着微笑笑的笑容。
She was full of peace and with a smile.
跟他从前看见的妈妈完全不一样。
So his mom was totally different now.
他就问他妈说：“发生了什么事情？”
So he asked his mom, "What happened?"
他妈妈就告诉他。
And his mom said.
啊，昨天晚上我睡觉的时候。
Last night as I was sleeping.
我在梦中看见我在路上走。
I was, I had a dream, and I saw myself walking on the street.
一路上有很多黑色的包袱被丢在路上。
Along the way, there were many black bags.
我每看到一个，我就捡起来背。
Every time I see a black bag, and then I carry it.
我看到一个，我又捡起来背。
I saw another one. I picked it up and carry on my.
但背到最后，我发现我实在走不动。
Until finally, I find myself.
我又重又累，我一步都走不动。
It was very tiring and heavy.
他说：“当我趴在那里的时候
，As I was on the floor,
我突然知道主来到我的面前。
Then I sensed the Lord came to me.
他说：我跟主说，主，我好累。
And I told the Lord, Lord, I'm really tired.
我走不下去了，我背不动。
I can't walk anymore. I can't do it anymore.
我就听见主对我说：女儿，没有一个包袱是我给你的。
And I heard the Lord said to me.Daughter, none of these bags and burdens were for you.
你为什么要把它捡起来，背起来
？Why did you pick them up and carry them?
他记得在梦中，好像主摸了他一下，他所有的重担卸下去了，他自由了。
And it seems that in the dream, the Lord touched her, and she was able to cast all the burdens and she became free.
他知道主这么爱她。
She knew how much the Lord.
而且他知道他所有的忧虑愁烦是仇敌给他的。
And she knew that all the worries and burdens were actually from the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，主告诉我们，彼得告诉我们，要将各样的忧虑卸给神。
Peter told us that we have to cast all our cares to God.
因为他顾念你们。
Because he cares for us.
我们唱四三四，我们就只唱第一节跟第四节。
Let's sing the Psalm 434 and stanzas 1 and 4.
好，我想我们换一首唱好了，我们唱野地的花。我本来想这首太软性了，不想做结束，但是我想你们都很喜欢这条歌。我刚刚才发现有英文，所以我想就可以唱。我本来以为没有英文翻译啊。
Okay, we'll sing the song instead. Flowers of Field.
会不会唱？
Know how to sing
不会唱啊。
It's a Chinese song.
会唱的请举手。哦，真的对吗？真不会唱，我就换回原来的。我们一起来唱这条歌，好不好？但很单纯、很简单的歌，但是我希望我们单纯。
This is a very simple song, and let's be simple.
说到他是全能的主。
Last verse says he is the mighty God.
信靠他的人真是有福。
Blessed are all who trust in him.
因为他是慈爱的天父。
Because he's a merciful heavenly father.
因为他是全能的神。
But he's an almighty God.
弟兄姊妹，我们花一分钟，我们把我们所有的重担就在这个时候卸给主。
Let's pause and spend 1 minute to cast all our burdens and worries to.
不管最近或是过去这么长的时间，什么东西搅扰着我们。
It doesn't matter how long it has troubled you.
不管我们对未来有多少的害怕
or the fear for the future,
主都告诉我们，包括在这一切的忧虑的这一句话里面。
The Lord says all these are included in this verse.
他告诉我们要将一切的忧虑都来卸给他。
Says cast all your cares upon him.
因为他爱我们，他顾虑我们。
Because he loves us and he cares for us.
他叫我们借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把我们所要的都来告诉他。
Yeah, he says, by prayer, supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God.
因为他是全能的神。
Because he's the Almighty God.
我们能不能告诉主啊？现在是10月23号。
Can we tell the Lord that now it's October 23rd?
好，现在是11:40，我把我的重担就在这个时候从我的手中交给你。
11:40 a.m. Right now, I give all my worries to you.
我不可能再交给一个 better hand, 一个 higher hand other than you.
There's no better hand or higher hand that I can give my worries to.
没有人比你的膀臂更全能、更好了。
There's no arm more mighty than yours, Lord.
主啊，我现在就把我的问题交在你的手中。
I give all my troubles and problems to you.
把我的害怕、愁苦、忧虑都交在你的手中。
And my fears, my worries to you.
哦，主啊，让我把它当作一个机会，而不是受这些愁苦来刺透。
Lord, I will consider these worries as an opportunity, and I will not be controlled, overpowered, or pierced by them.
是我来经历你的爱，经历你全能的机会。
These are opportunities for me to experience your mightiness and your love.
如果在我里面是因为贪心而造成的愁苦，
if these worries are caused by my greed,
如果是因为无知而造成的痛苦。
Or these pains are caused by my foolishness.
主，我也把它当作我蒙福被你纠正的机会。
Or I will consider them as opportunities of blessing.
把我从一切的贪心和无知里面释放出来。
That you will release me and free me from all greed.
把我从一切无用的忧虑里面释放出来。
Release me from all these worthless and useless worries.
主啊，今天早上就来跟我交换。
This morning I want to exchange with you.
用你的平安来交换我的害怕。
Exchange your peace with my fears.
用你的喜乐来交换我的哀伤。
Exchange your joy with my grief and sorrow.
我把我所有的重担都交给你。
I give you all my my loads and my worries.
主啊，就在这个时刻，你用出人意外的平安来保守我们。
This moment, Lord, you keep me with your surpassing peace.
用基督来替代我们。
That you will replace us with Christ.
让这些愁苦不仅仅不再伤害我们，要成为我们的祝福。
Not only that these worries will no longer harm us, but will become blessings for us.
因为你实在是我们慈爱的天父。
Because you are our heavenly Father.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
有你真好。
So good to have you, Lord.
能够把担子交给你真好。
So good that we can cast our burdens to you.
有你这位全能的神父，我一生的责任真好。
It's so good that this Almighty God can be responsible for me all of my life.
你应许我们勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开我们逃跑了。
You promise that if we resist the devil, he will flee.
我们也在这里拒绝所有从仇敌来的劳苦愁烦。
We refuse all the worries from the enemies.
用基督的平安喜乐来充满我们。
Fill us with the peace and joy.
谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们再唱第二节。
Let's sing the hands up to you.